A woman from our community while in Israel visited one of the most religious places on earth, Mea She'arim in Jerusalem. She met many observant Jews in the past here in Baltimore. She traveled with us to Crown Heights in Brooklyn, to other communities, but she says she never had the experience that she had there. Everyone was looking at me weirdly, just because of the way I was dressed. Why is this a surprise? Each place has its own standards and expectations. If you came to a fancy dinner wearing a swimsuit, or to a beach wearing an evening dress, people would also look at you weirdly. They looked at me with disapproval. They did not disapprove of you, but of the way you were dressed at that time. Knowing where you were going, you could have dressed more befitting for the place you are visiting. If I came to an official meeting in my pajamas, I would also be looked at with disapproval. No, they looked at me like I was crazy or something, and some even muttered something in Yiddish. Ah, you are saying that some observant Jews look at secular people the same way as the vast majority of secular people look at the observant. When I lived in New York, I often took the subway to Brighton Beach or Sheepshead Bay, where many Russian-speaking Jews live. I constantly heard people discussing me right in front of my face. I don't look like a typical Russian, and they didn't think that I would understand what they were saying. These religious fanatics think that they are in 18th century. How can you live like this? They are lazy moochers who pray and do nothing all day, said people traveling to their food stamps appointments about me, who was on my way to work. I loved listening to these conversations, and right before I would leave the train, I would get up and wish them to have a good day in pure Russian. Nowadays, when I talk to people who I just meet, they often, after a conversation, tell me that they are pleasantly surprised to see in me an educated and thinking person. Now, I love compliments. Please send more of them my way. But this praise means that before they spoke with me, they, judging by my appearance, were expecting something different than thinking an educated person. And for every person with whom I manage to speak, there are thousands who see me without talking to me, and they live with their less than favorable opinion of me. I constantly see people looking down at those who dress like me and even think that we are crazy. Every person dressed like me is used to having to work very hard on breaking false stereotypes. We are used to people looking at us strangely and asking ridiculous questions. So, first of all, when the secular culture is expecting the religious world not to look down at them, they are making demands that they are not even trying to reciprocate. The overwhelming majority of those who call themselves secular look down on observant Jews. This is one of many examples of how secular culture is demanding from others what they do not do themselves. Second, while the secular community puts up demands of the observant Jews, which are much higher than the demands they put on themselves, the overwhelming majority of the Orthodox Jews meet those high standards. they fully accept those who don't look like them and don't live like them. Some, a very small percentage of Orthodox Jews, behave in the same way as the vast majority of secular people do. They don't accept those belonging to other cultures. I do not approve of that. But if we are talking about understanding and mutual acceptance, it may be worth paying more attention to the side on which there are incomparably more problems in this area.